Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The gospel lesson today is from the gospel according to Matthew. And I put in the bulletin the verses, but I've added a verse. So it's verses 44 through 46. These are Jesus talking. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, and finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I love Jesus' parables. I have to admit, they're some of my favorite. I think they're mysterious and confusing, which is probably why I like them. But Jesus' parables always talk about the kingdom of heaven in the image of something, of a figure, of a pearl. And here the kingdom is a treasure hidden in a field, or one fine pearl. But in both images, Jesus teaches that the kingdom is something of great value, something worth giving everything you have up to possess. The kingdom seems to be of great value, and it seems to be, from his teachings, it is something that we can discover, something that's not so obvious as we would expect, something we need to mine for below the surface. Jesus' parables talk about the kingdom often, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. We hear that it is all around us, that it is within us. If we look at the life of Jesus, he seems to show us that there's an inner reality about the kingdom within each of us that is like a great treasure hidden in the field of our souls. We need only to look for it. The ancient church talked so much and focused often on the unworthiness of human beings. But Jesus points to the inner kingdom as something that is precious and unique. The church has also pointed to the kingdom as something that is coming, something that we are waiting for, something when the whole world would be made right. But Jesus never seemed to have a sense that there was perfection sitting out there waiting to come forth. His parables never gave us a sense that we were only waiting, but that we were within all of it. He looked into the eyes of every single individual and asked them to go digging, to go mining into their own inner worlds, to find that treasure, to find that pearl, and to do everything in their power to possess what is hidden in our inner landscapes. The early church also knew something very profound, and that included that there was an outer physical reality. We know that. We know what is around us, the good and the bad. But the kingdom without was not the only thing Jesus was talking about. He was talking about the kingdom within, the one that we can actually know through our senses and through our intuition, through our experiences in the world. The kingdom did not come upon us from outside, but was a reality within ourselves. The kingdom within is the foundation of our very personal existence. Now, I know that this sounds very psychological, and I can't help myself there because I have that background. But what is our inner spiritual world, the kingdom within, if it is not the realization of our own personalities, who we are at the depth of our souls? And the kingdom within, it involves this unfolding of ourselves. It is a lifelong process, and Jesus seems to know this. The telling of his parable seemed designed to lead people into insight about the kingdom. Sometimes we have aha moments about ourselves, about the kingdom within ourselves. Sometimes it's a slow cooking process. More often, it's a slow cooking process. But if each of us could imagine that there is literally a treasure buried within ourselves to be discovered, we could call it the light of Christ. And that light holds all that is good about us, holds all the gifts and graces we've been given, that uniqueness that is us. It also holds the hurts and the wounds and the mistakes and even the pride. Those things that we hold on to that are part of that inner landscape. The sum of our inner world is a treasure to be discovered. But the question for us is not do we acknowledge that there's an inner world. Of course, all of us have watched enough Oprah and Dr. Phil to know we have an inner world. But in this faith life, the question is how do you go mining for it? How do you get to that treasure? How do you discover it when it's so unique to just who you are? How do we mine for it? And I'm guessing that the mining techniques are every bit as unique as the treasure that lies within. How do we discover the creative, personal side of our faith lives? Let's call it the creative side of Christianity. Not the religious part of Christianity, but that place where we connect with that inner light, that light of Christ, that soulful being, our inner world. Well, first, I think we have to all do one thing, and we have to do this for ourselves, is we have to remove the mask that we show the world. This is not easy. This mask that protects us from everything, but we first have to recognize it in ourselves. And when we choose to look behind the mask, the one that we all wear, we give up some things. We give up denial. We can give up apathy and fear. There are all kinds of things that stay hidden in us when we wear that mask that keep us from connecting with that light of Christ. But when we remove that mask, we can begin the great search for that treasure. Even though we know the treasure includes the shadow side of our lives, doesn't it? There is no way that you can go mining for that inner world without coming across the darker side of ourselves. It's just not possible. But the way we go about taking off the mask and going mining for that hidden treasure is something that I actually cannot teach you how to do. It is so unique for each of us. Are you an introverted person who goes to that quiet place and it's the still voice in your head that informs you? Is that how you connect to God? Are you extroverted? Is it when you're with other people and you're talking that you realize what you believe and what you know? Do you sit in meditation and prayer? Do you read? Do you hike? Do you laugh? Do you watch the Vicar of Dibley, which I highly recommend? How do you find that place? Do you talk to friends and family? Maybe it's a little of all of these, but the point is that there are many, many ways, many mining techniques for our lives. And too often, I believe what happens is that we look at some sort of perfect spiritual life out there. We can see it on TV. We've read books. We think there's somebody out there who actually has it all together, and we don't think we can be like that. That's just not, and we give up, or we don't try, or we don't find our own unique way. I have told you about my friend Rita. She's just kind of like in the Om position all the time. Somewhere a candle is lit. Somewhere she's praying for somebody, sitting quietly, drawing art. She's going to be here on June 14th And she's going to bless us. She's a classical pianist, and she's going to play for us. So you must be here that day, and you can all tease her. But she is just my example of the way I always wished I could be. And I have told you, I'm more like the flying nun. You know, I'm more like Sally Fields, the one who gets in trouble. So it's different for everybody. I can learn from Rita. Rita and I have learned a great deal from each other over the last 20 years. We are both committed to God through Christ, just as you are. But we have very different ways of mining that inner landscape. If I tried to be like her, I could not be all the things that God has blessed me with, nor could she, nor could you. What is it in you? What is that inner landscape in you, that kingdom within that is so unique and so blessed that if the world had it, the world would be better? We have learned a lot from each other over the last 20 years, I will tell you. What we have learned the most is that we are both unique, and we can learn from each other and emulate each other, but we cannot be something that we were not created to be. So we go searching, all of us go searching for that treasure, and it is a process of inner growth into wholeness and creativity. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is within you." Imagine that you're walking around with the kingdom of God in you. It isn't something that is just going to show up at some grand second coming. It is within you. Jesus was a unique person. But I think it was because he mined his inner world. He went digging. And he found how to connect that gift and that grace in a way that is so profound that we are here today because of it. He took his inner world and he discovered who he was, and he connected that to God. The kingdom within connected so that the kingdom without could come about. And we can try to be more like him. But I think he would be the first to tell us that we each need to find out how to do this our way with what we have been gifted with. We are not all going to have the same beliefs as each other. We are not going to have the same path as each other. We are going to go digging for our own inner world, united in Christ. That is what sustains us. And all of this simple self-knowledge is not simply for our own enlightenment. It is really the starting place. The uniqueness of the individual, the kingdom within, when discovered, can be a gift to the world, a universal call to bring forth the kingdom of God into this world, in this time, and in this place, mining for that treasure that is ours, able to face even that dark part of ourselves to find that beautiful one pearl that the world needs. The call is towards creating. Our call in Christ is always towards creating, creating a sacred place in this world where peace reigns and God's dream for the creation has come true. It must always be a win-win endeavor. But we are called to make the room, to have an available heart. And so the question we ask each day as we rise is, are we available to God? Are we actually available to do the mining that is necessary? There, hidden in our inner world, Christ waits for us. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden within each of us. Christ waits for us, and Christ will help us navigate that inner world. And Christ will be faithful and remain with us no matter what we dig up. And we couldn't ask for a better guide to help us excavate our own treasures. Amen.